Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Counting continues in the three European constituencies to see who else will be on their way to Europe. And in the local elections, we have several recounts underway. And in Limerick, of course, the counting continues to elect the country's first directly elected mayor. So let's get the lay of the land in all of those places now. We'll go to Nemo Rangers GAA Club and the Ireland South Count. Brian O'Connell joins us from there with the latest. So, Brian, Sean Kelly's surplus is being redistributed at the moment. What else is happening there? What can you tell us?
That's about it at the moment. They have to go through all of Sean Kelly's 122,000 votes to determine where his 8,000 surplus goes. That's likely to take maybe up until 2 p.m., Claire. It's likely, given what we're seeing, that Billy Kelleher will get a pretty decent nudge from Sean Kelly, but it's likely that he won't reach the quota, and he may not reach the quota today, maybe tomorrow morning, perhaps, before he's elected. So that's essentially what's going to happen throughout today. I'm not sure we'll get a second candidate elected here today. Just been looking at some of the patterns and trends. If we compare the first count result here back to 2019, I mean, Sinn Féin's vote share here is down on 2019. They got just over 11% in 2019 and didn't retain Leon Nereida's seat. And this time, their percentage vote share is below that. So you can really see they're in a struggle to get a seat here. They split the constituency this time out. We've Kathleen Funchen in the southeast would have been seen as the lead candidate, and then they had in the west Senator Paul Gavin acting as a sweeper. Paul Gavin got just over 22,000 first preferences. I mean, that should give Kathleen Funchen a nudge when he's eliminated. But really, I think Sinn Féin have been concerned here since probably Saturday, and their concerns won't be allayed, I'd say, by that first count. One other thing I think is worth talking about is right-wing candidate Derek Bly, who has been active calling for greater immigration controls. He failed to get elected in the local elections over the weekend. He got just under 900 votes on the first count, yet he got over 25,000 votes here on the first count in Ireland South. That puts him ahead of the Social Democrats' first-time candidate, Susan Dáil. It puts him ahead of Labour's Niamh Harrigan, Independent Ireland's Eddie Punch, and ahead of Sinn Féin's second candidate in Paul Gavin. And then finally, I was chatting to Mick Wallace, who was in here last night, about his poster campaign. If we have a minute, we might just talk about this. He was telling me in 2019, he decided, Claire, just to go with two large billboards. So that was it. That was his plan in 2019. And for this campaign, I mean, people will have seen fairly striking billboard posters by Mick Wallace. So he went with 200 posters. He said 20 in each of the 10 counties in the constituency. They feature his image with several slogans. Now, one of the slogans was older, bolder, peaceful soldier. And in a second poster, he had the words good trouble. Well, whatever about good trouble, I think if the transfers don't go his way today, Mick Wallace could be in real trouble later on, given that he's currently lying in fifth place in this five-seater.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for that update. Let's go to the Dublin constituency now and to the RDS. Kay Sheehy is there for us. Okay, what's the latest where you are?
So we're in the midst of the 14th count here in Simmons Court, the distribution of Sinn Féin's Dáithí Dualann's 11,000 plus votes. In one corral, the staff here are distributing Dualann's vote, while in another corral, the staff are pre-sorting Aonthu's Aisling Considine's 13,000 votes. These will be counts 14 and 15. The standing at the moment, as you know, is Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews in pole position to win the first seat, with Fine Gael's Regina Doherty likely to be the second elected. Then we are in the second bunch with the overnight leader Niall Boylan, Independent Ireland, hoping his almost 40,000 votes will keep him ahead of Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan, the Greens' Ciarán Cough and Labour's Eoin Óriordán. Even as Lynn Boylan should get, even if she should get a large chunk of Dáithí Dualann's vote. And then Cough and O'Riordan are hopeful of getting a lion's share of Sinead Gibney's 17,000 plus votes. She's just about 1,100 short of getting her deposit back at the moment, but that might not happen. Niall Boylan might also hope that Aonthu's Aisling Considine, almost 14,000 votes, might give him a boost to keep him in that third position. But Lynn Boylan might also be hopeful of the Aonthu vote. votes. Claire Daly, outgoing MEP, is a bit behind that second bunch of four on the 30,000 plus. She's at 29,000, and Breed Smith is behind her on 24,000. So Breed's vote could be a bounty for Claire Daly when she goes, or the soft left group equally of Cough and O'Riordan and Lynn Boylan. It's all getting a little late for Daly, you would think.
Thank you very much, Kay Sheehy. Now, let's go to the Midlands Northwest Count, which is taking place in the TF Royal Hotel in County Mayo. John Cook joins us from there. John, we had the first count last night. Great excitement and interest around that. What's happening this morning?
Great relief to get a count.
Sure.
Claire and we had... I let out a cheer anyway, but nobody lifted me on their shoulders yet. We're on count number four in Castlebar as the events of last night confirm more clearly the likely outcomes in the race for some of these five seats in Midlands Northwest. And topping the poll from Roscommon is the outgoing MEP Luke Ming Flanagan on 78,700 votes, followed by Nina Carberry of Fine Gael, 74,110, the Laoise Offaly Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan, 74,041, and Mayo's outgoing MEP and former Rosa Tralee Maria Walsh, 71,693 votes. So four runners close together in the race for the first seats in this Midlands Northwest constituency. But there's a fifth seat in this vast constituency now. So leading the other chasers is former RTE Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly for Independent Ireland on 57,530 votes, followed by Mayo Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chamber, followed by Michelle Gildernew of Sinn Féin, the Fermanagh South Tyrone MP, 45,957. Lisa Chambers, the Mayo Fianna Fáil Senator, just behind her, 44,183. And Meath TD and Aintho leader Pather Tobin, 41,018 votes, Claire. The quota here, though, is 113,325 votes. So there's a long way to go. And count four is ongoing. It's the distribution of 3,284 votes for a candidate called Margaret Alaco Maguire. And with six other candidates polling less than 8,000 votes here each, there's going to be a lot of these counts and eliminations and redistributions to go before we see significant chunks of transfers today or maybe tomorrow. Kieran Mullooly might be seen as transfer friendly. It'll be interesting to see how many of Donegal's Niall Blaney's 30,439 votes might go to Lisa Chambers. And with outgoing Sinn Féin MEP Chris McManus from Sligo, currently on a vote of 29,527 votes, that's not as plentiful as his running mate Michelle Gildernew would need. So Pather Tobin will be watching out for those Sinn Féin transfers too. And count number four ongoing, as I said, Claire, expect many more of these throughout the day here in Castlebar.
Thank you very much, John. Another long day ahead for John and colleagues there. Let's go to the RTE Results Centre now. Una Kelly, there are five recounts underway, Una. We've Meath, Carlow, Dunleary, Rathdown, Kildare and Offaly. So can you run us through what's happening?
Yeah, so very close to then, Claire. Only 12 seats now left to fill across five councils. Counting is now completed in 26 councils. So Fianna Fáil are just about edging ahead with 244 seats at the moment, while Fine Gael are on 242. Now, Fianna Fáil say they're confident that they'll remain the largest party at local level, but Fine Gael are keen to point out that they're leading the way in first preference votes with 23% there. Fianna Fáil just behind on 22.9%. And there's a bit of a scrap there where Tánaiste Micheál-Martin is saying that it's seats that matter. Fine Gael then coming back to say that they're pointing out that it's polled more votes than any other party in both the local and European elections. Sinn Féin at this stage have pulled well clear of Labour to be the third largest party at local level. They're on 100 seats at the moment. Labour are on 56. Independents have definitely made gains in this election with 183 seats for them. And there's been a record number of candidates from a migrant background elected at this stage. All of the major parties ran several candidates from migrant backgrounds. So as you were saying, recounts now happening in certain areas, but very close to the end for the local election counts.
Una Kelly, thank you very much. And standing by for us to bring us up to date in the Limerick Mayor race, I'm joined by Petula Martin from the Limerick Racecourse in Patrickswell. So Petula, we know the independent candidate John Moran is in the lead there. What's the state of play this morning as those transfers are distributed?
Yes, Claire, 15 candidates in Limerick. We're down to four. In the past few minutes, Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinlivan has been eliminated. The 10th count is now underway. Now, you could be forgiven for thinking it's a one-horse race here at the racecourse in Patrickswell, but there's still thousands of votes to be counted. John Warren, who's running as an independent candidate, remains in the lead with over 20,000 votes now following those transfers earlier this morning. 10 candidates were eliminated yesterday. Maurice Quinlivan just now, and John Warren has maintained a 5,000 vote lead ahead of Helen O'Donnell, another independent. After John Warren and Helen O'Donnell, you have Dee Ryan, Fianna Fáil, and Daniel Butler, Fine Gael. Now, Daniel Butler is likely to be eliminated after the next count. There'll be a lot of focus on where his transfers go. Helen O'Donnell, while an independent candidate, is part of the Fine Gael family. She's widow of the late Fine Gael minister, Tom O'Donnell, and she left Fine Gael earlier this year to run in the mayoral election as an independent, saying she believed the role should be above party politics. While Daniel Butler's second, where are they going to go? Where are his second preferences going to go? Will they go to John Warren, the former Secretary General of the Department of Finance, brought in by Fine Gael's Minister for Finance at the time, Michael Noonan? So he could take some of Daniel Butler's transfers. Or will, like we've seen in the local elections, will some of Daniel Butler's Fine Gael transfers go to Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan? So still plenty of intrigue ahead in the election for mayor in Limerick. We've been told to manage our expectations in terms of when the mayor will be elected. There is a race meeting here in Patrickswell tomorrow, but I was told the horses will be racing outside, so the count could potentially continue indoors.
All right, Petula, thank you very much for bringing us the latest from there, and to all of our reporters at the count centres around the country.